Democrats say such training sessions are not enough, and the General Assembly should operate under the same workplace harassment policy that's already in place for all other state employees. Vivian Watts is the longest-serving woman member of the House, and she introduced three amendments yesterday to that effect.
We have an obligation today to consciously speak to the public that we do protect them, not just ourselves.
But Republicans say their bill requiring and documenting annual sexual harassment training addresses those concerns. Todd Gilbert is House Majority Leader.
We are being responsive, and we are being proactive, and we are being responsible, and we are being accountable to the public on this issue with this bill.
The Republican version prevailed on close party line votes. Evan Jones, WFIR News.